every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
This is Gene Healton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to come with a Jewish Messianic perspective. Tune in and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to touch and change your life.
St. Lucie Christian is a community-based STEAM school providing science, technology, education, arts, and math programs to students from kindergarten through 12th grade. We are a bully-free zone, have caring and involved instructors, competitive sports, robotics, and Lego programs. We offer busing for all students in St. Lucie County, free meals through the National School Lunch Program, special needs classes, college prep high-tech tracks, athletics, scholarships, and financing is available. Enroll your child today and experience the difference a Christian education can make. St. Lucie Christian, where we inspire minds, empower futures, and change the world.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Listen, I'm just at a point in my life where I just don't want to be satisfied with the status quo. I need something different. I like to have something fresh to eat, man. I want fresh food. I want fresh spirit. I want something new in my life manifesting every week. Because about 2 weeks, the same thing. I get a little ADHD with the Holy Spirit. I want something different. You see, you didn't know ADHD could be a good thing, but it is when you're desiring more of Jesus all the time. Because I think God put a little bit of ADHD in all of us. Huh? And what happens is we get in the habit of living on the same diet, and it's killing us. Praise the Lord. That's good, Pastor. I really like that. Amen. Somebody said, "Well, Jason, you should really be happy with what's going on in the ministry. You know, you got almost 300 kids in the school now. You're knocking down walls. You're building new buildings. You got 4 different locations around the county. I mean, you ought to be really happy." I'm not happy. If I'm being honest, I'm not happy. I want more. I want to be a part of a movement. Come on, amen. I want to do more. I think, you know, we on the radio a half hour every day. They tell me we got 30,000 listeners every day all over South Florida on the radio. I want more. Come on, we streaming, we on Facebook Live, we got Instagram, we got Facebook, we got Twitter, we got the Twittersphere. I think we need to do it all. And not only me, I think you need to do it all. I think everybody ought to be tagging everybody, loving on everybody on Facebook and promoting this and promoting each other. And if you see some posts from the church, you ought to tag it, share it, and photograph it and give it to somebody else and get the word out about what God's doing down here in this place. Praise the Lord. Amen. You might say, now I just got to hear about Facebook at church. He's always talking about Facebook. Well, you got one. Use it for Jesus. Huh? We know there ain't no original thoughts on there anyway. Everybody finding something to say that sounds really cool and they put it out there. Yes, I'm a theological genius. No, you ain't. Somebody said it 1,000 years ago. You're just good at repeating things. Woo, I feel the help of heaven right now. I feel like if we ain't upsetting somebody, we ain't doing something right. I'm just at that place in my life. We got to upset the culture. We got to let people know where we stand. I'm not going to say tired, but I'm just so kind of put off by weak-kneed Christians who shout glory on Sunday and then hide out all week long. Just trying to fit in a society that is bent on destroying the very church that they love. Well, I want to have the cultural experience. Just shut up and be Jesus. Is that too rough? Is that too much truth too fast? Somebody told me one time, they said, Pastor Jason, you give us so much truth so fast, it's like a fire hydrant just blowing right down my throat. I can't drink it all. Well, you just learn how to drink it. Stop living on little tiny streams flowing into your life. Just get right in front of the fire nozzle, pump that sucker on, and learn how to drink it. It's good for you. Let me give you a few points and we'll be done. Number one. How did Jesus attract people to him? Number one is we have to learn to be attractional. If we're really going to manifest the glory of God in the earth today, we have to be attractional. Amen? We got to attract. See, we say things like this. Jesus said things like this. Come and see. Come and see. That's really illustrated in John chapter 4 where Jesus has this encounter with this woman at the well. I mean, it was really uncommon for a woman to go to the well and draw water by herself back then because women would go in groups. So obviously the women that were in her life didn't want to go with her, probably because of the reputation that she had. So she found herself at the well alone drawing water. Amen. Probably because of her reputation, she was there by herself. And Jesus sat at the well while sending the disciples ahead into a city to really manifest his glory in the city, to go talk about the gospel, to go in and set people free and heal the sick and deliver those. So the disciples went in the city to do that. And Jesus is hanging out here at this well. She's drawing water by herself. And Jesus sits on the well and he says, hey, I need a drink of water. And listen, because of the culture back then, it was very inappropriate for a Jewish man to be talking to a single woman that was not a Jew. You just didn't do that. It was an offense. But here's Jesus. He's asking for water, and all of a sudden he begins to unfold her life, and he begins to unravel some things that have kind of bound her up. And the reason why he begins to unfold her life is because, how many know you are received the way you are perceived, the way you're perceived? People perceive you a certain way, and then that's the way they receive you into their life. If they perceive you to be a liar, then they're going to treat you and be a little standoffish, like, I don't know if I can trust this person. Huh? Come on, somebody. Amen? You are received the way you're perceived. And so she looks at him, and while they're having this conversation about worship, because she's at this point where she's trying to have a theological argument with Jesus. How many know Jesus can hold his own in a theological argument? Nah, you ain't even trying no more. I said, Jesus can hold his own in the theological argument because he is Theo. He is God all by himself. Come on, amen. And the problem with her trying to have a theological argument with Jesus is that there was no way to argue with somebody that is Theo. And she looks at him and she wants to have this thing. And how many know when Jesus is, how many know when Jesus is ready to begin a movement, when Jesus is ready to begin something new in the earth, he ain't interested in arguing theology. He's interested in getting the movement going. I don't know how many times I've seen people in church who want to argue with God. How many times have you resisted the call of God on your life and made an excuse? How many times have you felt that thing quicken in your heart? You have the Holy Spirit put a thought in your head, and you kill the thought because it seems to be too outlandish or too unreal. How many times have we missed opportunity to get into a move of God and really begin to reach into a new destiny of our life instead of cycling back into the same old thing? Listen, we don't need to argue theology with God. He knows. Somebody say, God knows. So the issue today is the same issue that we had there with that woman. She had an empty heart, and Jesus begins to dialogue with her about her empty heart, because that's what he does. He can talk theology. He can talk about your heart. He can talk about everything going on in your life because he knows about everything going on in your life. He knows you intimately from the very first breath to the last day of your life. He knows you, and he knows the reasons why you make the decisions you make when you don't even know why you did what you did. Isn't that cool that he knows you like that? I'm grateful because sometimes, how many times you feel like you got away with something? We con our own self into believing we got away with something, and God even knows about that. And we think we're so smart sometimes. So he begins to dialogue with her, and she says, I perceive that you are a prophet. And Jesus goes, well, if you perceive me to be a prophet, I guess I'll go ahead and prophesy. You've been with five men, and the guy you're with ain't your husband. Let me just prophesy right now. How many know she probably was, and she had perceived he was a good teacher at that point? Because she received him the way she perceived him. Come on, amen. But when she perceived him that way, he ministered to her from a prophetic point of view, and she began to drink water that satisfied her. It satisfied her life, and it changed her, and it quenched a thirst that she had her whole life that she had been trying to fill with men that could never satisfy. Some of y'all need to hear me today. Now watch this. As she's beginning to leave the wheel, and this is all in John chapter 4, as she's beginning to leave the wheel to go back into the city, as she moves into the city, disciples are beginning to come out of the city, and they come up to Jesus, and here's the disciples, all the Bible students, all the pastors, all the bishops, all everybody in training that had been in the city, and they come out of the city, and their report to Jesus was, there's nothing going on in the city. We tried to preach to these people. We tried to tell them about how good you are. We tried to deliver you people from demons, but they got it all together in there. There's nothing we can do for these people. They are not receiving us. And you have to get the picture of this in your mind, because Jesus is standing here. The disciples are facing him, but Jesus is facing the city. And as the disciples are telling him, there's nothing going on in the city. There ain't nothing happening in the city. Jesus is looking behind the disciples at the city. And here's this woman that he met at a well, coming with a large crowd of people back to him that said, come and see. So even though the disciples had spent quite a bit in the town, they didn't get nothing done. But a woman who Jesus spoke to and satisfied a thirst in her life, come on somebody, went back to a city and she said, come and see and meet a man who told me everything I ever was, everything I ever have been, and everything I could be. I want you to come and see somebody that changed my life, that quenched a thirst on the inside of me, a thirst that I couldn't quench with six different men. He fixed it right there at the well. Somebody shout, come and see. Come on, how many know we got people come by this church all the time? Huh? We have miracles in here all the time. We have salvations in here all the time. We see people's lives change all the time. And the word that comes out of this place is, come and see. Come meet these crazy people at True Church. They will love you. I love that reputation. We ain't got, look, as far as churches go, we don't have it all together all the time. But we know how to love somebody. I can tell you right now, we will love you up. Love you up. So what is it? What is it about us that makes us attractional so that people can see what God is doing here? that what God's doing in our individual lives. What is it that makes you attractional when you go to work in the morning? Come on. Listen, if you go to this church and you go to work in the morning and you look like somebody that robs you and beats you half dead when you show up at work, please don't put a Truth Church sticker on your car. Don't do that. I got a couple other churches' names you can put on there. Praise the Lord. I'm just kidding. Calm down. I wouldn't do that. Just kidding. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me at that tone of voice. Praise the Lord. I'm just telling you, there's got to be somebody that believes that God is sitting on the well of our life, waiting to satisfy a thirst in this city on the Treasure Coast that will change and impact lives. I'm going to do it. Number two, not only were they attractional, they were missional. Jesus said to one woman, come and see. And then Jesus said this, go and tell. I mean, no, it ain't either or. You got a lot of churches that say, come and see. Come and see. And you got a lot of churches that go, don't come and see, go tell. We're going to reach the world. We're going to go tell. I mean, no, it ain't either or. It's both and. Come and see and go and tell. Come on. We want them to come and see, and then we want to go tell. We're going to go tell it on the mountain, and we're going to come see it on the mountain. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have to be missional. We have to have a mission in the house. We have to be on a mission. You say, what does that mean? That means we make it hard for people to go to hell from the Treasure Coast. We make it hard for people to go to hell in our family. How many know you're going to have to aggravate some people into heaven? You're going to have to make it hard for them to go to hell. Listen, if you go to a family reunion and you're the only Christian there, and they all sitting out on the back porch drinking beer and smoking dope and everything, and here you come on the back porch and go, oh no, here comes Aunt Louise, man. You know, she's a Bible thumper. Just go on out there and love on them anyway. Don't back off from that. Go out there and mess them all up. Just be on a mission. I don't care what they're talking about. Go tell. Somebody look at somebody and say, you better go tell. What you got on the inside of you is way bigger than what they got on the inside of them. My Bible says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Ah, no, you didn't hear me. My Bible says no weapon formed against me can prosper. And everybody that talks about me and everybody that raises their voice about me, he's going to condemn it because I got the power of God living on the inside of my life. I can walk into any atmosphere and I can go and tell. I ain't got to back up, shut up, and be quiet. I get to go tell. Touch somebody and say, go tell. So we come and see and we go tell. I mean, that's a good idea in the kingdom of God. We on a mission to change lives. This, when I say that on a mission, it makes me feel like the A-team. If I was a little bit darker and had a bunch of gold, I would be, I'd be Mr. J. On a mission. Truth Church. 150 qualified ex-Navy SEALs. You know what? That's what you are. You're an ex-Navy SEAL in the kingdom of God working underneath. Come on, somebody. Changing lives. We're on a mission. Somebody said, well, I'm afraid to tell all my friends about Jesus. I'm afraid to tell them. I'm afraid they might get offended. Well, just think how offended they're going to be when they're in hell for about 10 years. And you ain't. They're going to know you were the one that got them there. Because you might have been the one that was supposed to be on a mission to keep them from going there. So while you're hanging out in the crystal sea swimming backstrokes, woo, Jesus, this is lovely in heaven. And your friends that you were so scared to tell about are Jesus are burning in brimstone and fire. Just think about how offended they're going to be then. Because you chose not to say anything. Somebody say, I'm on a mission. I'm going to make it hard for my friends to go to hell. Say that. I'm going to make it hard for my friends to go to hell. I'm going to make it hard for people in my family to go to hell. I'm going to make it hard for Fort Pierce to go to hell. I'm going to make it hard for the Treasure Coast to go to hell. Ain't nobody going to hell on my watch. Because I'm on a mission. Thank you. Nobody's going to hell on my watch. So how do we begin to pull the things from heaven into the earth? He went to heaven, and that's what his mama did. It's exactly what she did. Somebody say, that's what mama did. I mean, in heaven, Jesus was already the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth. He was already the king. He was already the sacrifice. He was already the answer. He was, come on, help me somebody, amen. He was already the name above every name. Jesus didn't acquire it. He was already it, amen. It had already been established in heaven long before we ever got here that he would be a miracle worker. That had already been established. It was already going to take place. And Mary reached into that place that had already been established and reached in by faith and called from an unseen reality that thing that was put in place before the foundation of the earth and caused it to manifest in the here and now. I mean, that's what God's looking for people at Truth Church to do. To reach in by faith the things of heaven and see them manifest in the earth today. Amen. Because when she said to Jesus, they out of wine, she already knew who he was. She already knew he was the Messiah. The angel told her who she was pregnant with. She knew she was carrying the blessing of the whole world on the inside. She'd been waiting for the day that it was going to manifest. And here's Jesus, 30 years old, and she's at a wedding and they don't run out of wine. And she said, well, my, I guess this is as good a time as any. Jesus. They out of wine. And he said, well, woman, what's that got to do with me? And she said, look right past him just like any good mother would. She just kind of ignored Jesus. And she said, you do whatever he tells you to do. She reached into an unseen reality and caused it to manifest in the here and now. See, that's why the church is like a mother. Because that is the mission of the church. That we learn how to walk in the supernatural power of God and reach into the unseen realities of heaven and take what is in heaven and cause them to manifest in the earth. That's what mamas do. Mamas make it happen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
In 1962, God looked down on his young men and said, they need a mentor. So God made a Raw Rangers leader.
Here at Truth Church, we have an exciting boys program for the ages of 7 through 11. It is the Raw Rangers. The Raw Rangers is a Christian-based program centered around outdoor activities. The philosophy of the Royal Rangers is that boys learn as they play. We have godly Christian men who mentor them in Christian character along with outdoor activities. We also take educational field trips along with arts and crafts. We meet at True Church of the Treasure Coast every Friday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. True Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce. If you have an interest in your son participating, you are welcome to come and check it out.
One day these young men will say, I will live life as he does, because he taught me to follow Christ.
At St. Lucie Christian, we believe that faith and athletics go hand in hand in the development of our students. A sound mind requires a sound body, and this can be accomplished through the combination of academics, faith, and athletics. We are proud to provide our students with the option to enhance their educational experience with athletics in the fields of football, basketball, soccer, baseball, and cheerleading. Our God is doing awesome things every day through student athletes in schools and in communities worldwide. We partner with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes organization to unite two passions, faith and athletics, to impact the world for Jesus Christ.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun.
Right now.
And God is speaking to every